All right, let's jump in. This Bible study, there's so much to talk about. I love the Bible. And in these days, boy, it's so important with all the information coming. Imagine this. For every one thing you hear spiritually, you're hearing 30 things politically right now. How can anything sink in? How can anything spiritually sink in at a time like this? That's why we have this dedicated time to dig into God's Word. Today's Reformation Sunday. Luther believed in meditatio, tentatio, oratio. Meditation, temptation, and prayer is what those mean in English. But this Luther understood that the first step of a Christian is to study God's Word. Then to look at what's going on in your life around you. Then go back to God's Word again. This was his discipline in studying the Bible, not interpreting the events around him first and then going to God's Word. God's Word first, then things around you, then back to God's Word. It was three steps. So that's what we're trying to do here at Peace, is really dig into God's Word. So just as an opening, oh my goodness, how many times I get asked this question, and I'm sure you have friends that ask this question too. I'll go ahead and read it here to get us talking. One of the great questions that people have asked throughout human history and still address particularly to religious leaders is this: where do we go when we die? Good question. Until recently, most people in what used to be the Christian Western world would reply, to heaven, with some also warning that there might be other destinations as well that ought to be avoided if possible. And you can imagine what that is. Now, however, with the decline of Christianity in the Western world, people are turning again to folk religion and to find alternative beliefs. Again, they don't go, people today, unfortunately, just have to admit this. People don't go to the Bible to hear truth. They're going somewhere else. Some think that we'll all be merged into one great sea of consciousness, or perhaps unconsciousness. Some say, and really seem to mean, that we'll all become stars in the sky. That one sounds fun to me. What answers have you heard others give to the question, where do we go when we die? What are some of the things you've heard? Yeah.
I haven't heard it personally, but I've heard some believe nowhere. You die and that's it.
Sharon says many people believe nothing happens when you die. That's it. It's over. Okay. Yeah, Ruth.
I asked my mom one time because my dad died in 72, he was really scary. And I said, okay, Mom, who do you want to be with up to my dad or Frank? And she said, neither. When you die, you just go in the ground.
Okay.
Yeah. So, whoa.
Yeah. Okay, well, it solved family conflict at least. Potentially. Any other thoughts, online viewers? Any heard anyone say or ask that question, where do you go when you die? You may remember some famous movies are big on kind of giving their suggestions. The Shack. Yeah, The Shack. What did The Shack kind of suggest? The Shack kind of suggests in that movie, the Trinity came over from the other side and spoke to Mac, who lost his daughter that was harmed in a terrible accident. And basically told that she was in a good place and that this, so I'm not critiquing, I'm just saying this was the answer that The Shack offered. There's a book out called 90 Minutes in Heaven. Anyone heard of this one? 4 million books sold. This was a story about a Christian that was leaving a conference, got hit by a pickup truck and experienced a 90-minute time where she was pronounced dead. A pastor showed up and prayed for her and she came back to life. That inspired this book, 90 Minutes in Heaven. And so again, this, the idea here is that you kind of floated over to the other side and then you came back. The book kind of suggested it's like two sides. Anyway, there's tons of movies. There's lots of suggestions about that. So we want to think about that as we dig into Philippians. Paul's kind of going to touch on it here in our text.